Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A Northeast Iowa man has been accused of sexual misconduct with a minor. The Olwine Police Department arrested 74-year-old Alan Griffith of Olwine about 10 o'clock Friday morning in the 800 block of First Street Southeast on two Fayette County warrants. Griffith has been charged with lascivious acts with a child, fondle or touch, a Class C felony, plus dissemination and exhibition of obscene materials to minors, as well as indecent exposure, both serious misdemeanors. Trial for a Northeast Iowa man accused of causing the death of his infant daughter has been pushed to next month. Last August, after an 11-month investigation by the Fayette County Sheriff's Office and Fayette County Attorney's Office, 38-year-old Joshua Christian of Postville was charged with child endangerment causing death, a Class B felony. According to the criminal complaint, Christian's 4-month-old daughter was found unresponsive at a residence in Elgin on September 2, 2022. She would be pronounced dead at Palmer Hospital in West Union. Investigators say Christian was under the influence of a narcotic and acted in a manner that caused the death of the infant by asphyxiation. An autopsy showed she had meth in her system at the time of death. Christian has pleaded not guilty, and his trial was scheduled for April 24th in Fayette County District Court. However, a defense request for a continuance was granted last week because they need more time to prepare for trial, now rescheduled for May 8th. When Christian was charged with the child's death, he was already in the Fayette County Jail on unrelated drug charges. Last September, he pleaded guilty to 3 counts of serious misdemeanor drug possession and 1 count of gathering where controlled substances are used. A North Iowa 19-year-old has pleaded not guilty to a pair of weapons-related charges. On March 7th, the Howard County Sheriff's Office received a call from a male stating his roommate was threatening him with a gun in Cresco. When a deputy arrived on scene, the subject, Darshan Tobacco of Cresco, took off running, but he was apprehended after a short foot pursuit. Sheriff Tim Beckman says the victim stated that Tobacco pointed a 12-gauge shotgun at him 4 or 5 times before Tobacco left the residence. According to the criminal complaints, when Tobacco was arrested, he smelled of alcohol and had bloodshot, watery eyes. A witness said Tobacco had been drinking Bacardi prior to the event. Tobacco has been charged with assault while displaying a dangerous weapon, an aggravated misdemeanor, and possessing or carrying a dangerous weapon while under the influence, a serious misdemeanor. Thursday, Tobacco entered a not guilty plea and waived his right to a speedy trial. No trial date has yet been set. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says he's doubtful that a new farm bill will get passed in Congress this year.
I hate to give you that bad news. If something doesn't happen in the next 2 weeks, I don't think we're going to have a 5-year farm bill. So we'll have another 1-year extension in 2018. So farmers are going to have some protection, but not adequate protection, because in the case of all the inflation, interest rates and farmer inputs and diesel and all that stuff, we got to increase the safety net for farmers, and that's too low in the 2018 farm bill.
Grassley made his comments following a question and answer session attended by about 75 employees at Zoetis in Charles City on Wednesday. An eastbound section of Iowa Highway 122 west of Mason City will close for a bridge replacement project starting today. The Mason City District Office of the Iowa DOT says crews will close eastbound Iowa 122 between Lark Avenue and Eisenhower Avenue to through traffic for the bridge replacement. Work is expected to continue until mid-October, weather permitting. While eastbound Iowa 122 is closed, you will follow a marked detour route by traveling south on Lark Avenue for 1 mile, east on 255th Street / 19th Street southwest for another mile, and then returning to Iowa 122 on Eisenhower Avenue. During this project, you will be able to access businesses along Iowa 122 between Lark and Eisenhower Avenues while traveling in either direction. The Charles City School Board meets in special session this evening at 5:30 for a public hearing on the proposed property tax levy rate for the 2024-2025 fiscal year budget. The board will then meet in regular session. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.